Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I'm just amused by the sign language going on. Did we figure that out? Okay.
All good.
All right. I couldn't print out Sue's News because I can't get the printer to work. So hang on. Oh, guess what, Fred? It's
what?
National TV Dinner Day.
Oh, that's great.
What do you remember? We didn't really get TV dinners very often. Did you, Mark?
Absolutely. Like my grandparents would make. I remember
sitting
at the little, like the little, what do you call those little tables that would be right?
Yeah, the TV
table. The TV table. That was it, right? And then you'd have the TV dinner. I do remember this in the 70s.
I remember,
maybe we'd watch a little Archie Bunker when I was 7 or 8 years old.
My favorite was it Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I remember from them. But it was so exciting because we never got them and we're begging for them. And then you eat it and you're like, this isn't that good.
I don't think it was that good. Fun to sit in front of the TV and eat.
Pot pies.
Don't you remember what happened with that last year, Fred? I bought a couple of pot pies and I thought, you know what? I kind of like those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was having a hankering for a pot pie. So one night, it's 6:45 or 7 o'clock and we can't decide what to eat. And I said, well, let's put the pot pies in. Well, the cooking instructions was like, you got to leave it in the oven for like 3 hours
something
like
that. Oh, yeah, it's forever.
Right. So never had a pot pie. No, it was like an hour.
Was it really?
This one was an hour if it was frozen. I'm like,
the Marie
I don't have
calendar.
Time for that.
The Marie calendar.
Oh, yeah, because those are thick.
They are thick. And they've got a good crust, but
I think what happened with those pot pies, I think eventually they got thrown out because they were in the freezer for too long and they never cooked them.
Oh, that's unfortunate. On this day in history, this will have two pieces of music. 36 years ago, I'm just going to tell you this part. This is no music, but in 1988, Van Halen's When It's Love hit number 5 on the singles chart. This song was number 2. It's Robert Palmer.
She used to look good to me, but now I find her.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Simply irresistible.
I don't know if I have any Robert Palmer in the bumper music.
Right?
I might have to fix that tomorrow. I love inspirational moments like this, Sue.
See?
There you go.
And it's the one with the video with the girls in the dresses and the red lipstick, and they're all doing, you know, that thing.
He had great videos.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, okay, this was the number 2 song, so can you think of what the number 1 would be at the same time 36 years ago?
This was number 2?
This was number 1.
Oh, this one was number 1. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I thought you were running.
I would guess Sweet Child O' Mine.
Would you? Fred, you're a musical genius.
Thank you. All I knew is I was supposed to play the other song, so there you go.
And by the way, 35 years ago, in 1989, Deion Sanders made sports history by becoming the only person to ever hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week. You got to love Deion. He's out coaching, what, in
Colorado? Yeah, you got to love Deion last year at this time, not this year at this time, because he hasn't won a game since about mid-October last year.
Oh, poor guy. On September 6th,
slightly exaggerating,
1989, Deion hit a home run for the New York Yankees. Then 4 days later, on September 10th, 1989, he ran a punt back 68 yards to score a touchdown for the Atlanta Falcons.
How many double sport athletes have there been? I can remember
Bo
Brian
Jackson.
Jordan. I think that was one.
Brian Jordan, Bo Jackson, Neon Deion. No,
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, kind of. Not quite. All right, this story out today will eventually have sound, but let me set it up. It's New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. He was at the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition on Sunday. And when one of the contestants started choking, he jumped in and started performing the Heimlich. Well, let's go ahead and listen.
All right, here we go. Chris Sununu, the governor of
And the guy he saved.
New Hampshire.
The gentleman at the far end, who I was kind of watching, he took a pause. He was having trouble getting something down. I started saying, he's joking. And I could tell people weren't responding. So I just moved forward and immediately started to kind of give him the Heimlich. He went right back to the contest. Another seven lobster.
Oh my God.
Right down the gullet.
My counter came up to me and like made a joke and was like, oh, like I bet nobody else can say that they've gotten a Heimlich from the governor before. I looked at him and was just like, that was the governor?
Isn't that a crazy story?
The second part of the story may be even crazier, that yes. He just goes back to the competition.
Yeah, he just said, oh, thanks. I got to put down another seven.
What is it about, like, is it Schmidt? Somebody, there's been a couple, Rand Paul,
that's
that have
true.
Gotten
yeah.
involved, politicians, yeah. where multiple Heimlich maneuvers have been, you know,
yeah.
performed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't
told
know.
You, I've done my son Shane twice.
Twice?
Like,
what was
15
it?
Years apart. On the same thing.
What?
Orange slice.
Yeah, you have told us that, but I couldn't remember what it was.
It was an orange slice.
And maybe
an
he should stop
slice.
Eating those.
I know, I think so.
Is he not chewing, or is he just laughing while it's
I
happening?
Don't know.
I say that now, I've just jinxed everybody.
So, like, no skin on there or anything like that, just the orange slice.
That, why that, would he okay. be eating the skin?
Well, I don't know, I'm just trying to think what's going to gunk up your throat so you're choking.
I don't know. It flew out both times.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Nice work, oh,
yeah.
Fred.
Yeah, yeah, good job.
Fred Ward.
You've saved a couple lives. The same one, but...
Same one, twice.
Fred Bottenheimer. Hall of Famer and a lifesaver.
Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
A British newspaper alleges that a sequel to The Goonies is in the works. Now, the original cast will supposedly return, and they'll film it next year and release it sometime in 26 or 27. If you remember, the original kids are returning. Sean Austin, Corey Feldman, Josh Brolin. I forgot Josh Brolin
I think it's
was
Sean
in
Aston. Isn't it Sean Aston?
Oh, what
Rudy.
Did I say?
Austin.
Oh,
Rudy.
I'm sorry.
It's Rudy.
You're right, Aston.
And he's a whacked out liberal these days. I just saw his video for Kamala Harris, so I have no interest now.
Well,
maybe
sorry.
I would have before I saw his video about Kamala Harris, but no, Rudy, I'm out on
yeah,
you.
Sorry, Rudy. But that thing is supposed to come out. Would they make them all parents?
Yeah,
what could you do? I mean, they are not young.
I think I was just a little too old to have the Goonies.
Same here, Mark.
Yeah, it was late 80s. By that time, I decided maybe I was an adult. I don't know.
I did go back and watch it, and it's perfect for what it was.
You think my daughter would like it?
Yeah. Okay. It's goofy, though. I mean, it's of the time.
But we thought about going back and trying to watch that one.
That's kind of interesting. All right, candy company Brock's is giving people the opportunity to stay in an elaborate candy corn-themed hotel suite this fall. Ew-wah. The rooms are exclusively offered at two Great Wolf Lodge locations, one in the Poconos and one in Gurnee, Illinois. You could book your stay now, but only while there's availability between September 22nd, which is the first day of fall, and Halloween. Now, the rooms are being offered on a first-come, first-served basis. They sleep 5 to 6 guests, and the rates start at $349 a night. The suite is decked out top to bottom in orange, yellow, and white, along with actual candy corn designs that you can eat.
I need you to bring this up again with Jane on Friday, because she is the candy corn, you know, queen. And what's funny is, and I'm not a big meme guy, but producer emeritus David Klein shared one yesterday that I loved, and I've already sent to several people. It's a picture just in front of a it says truck yard, and it's just one of these pictures with the words on it that says, it's candy corn season for y'all, I screwed it up already. It's candy corn season for all you cran-eating psychopaths. And that's pretty accurate.
Oh, those are just disgusting. Let's see. I had another story. Oh, social media's new favorite workout trend is rucking. Walking around while wearing a heavy rucksack or backpack.
That
I have
is
seen
rucking
people
crazy.
Doing
I
that.
Will just tell you right now.
See. I have seen people do that in my neighborhood. Are Wait, they doing it in your neighborhood?
No. What is it exactly?
It's people out walking with backpacks or like weights
oh,
in them
no,
or
I
like
have
giant things.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, well, it's based on how members of the military train, and they do have a lot of walking and running to do, but it's become a thing on social media. So people are out rucking. So if you see them out with a backpack, Fred, you want to ruck?
No,
whoa.
I don't.
Whoa,
that
whoa.
Was close.
You know, it is an effective way to train, though, especially like think about
right.
if you're going up, maybe you're running up a hill or something like that. I have seen a couple of people, and it looks like it's an effect. It's not exactly new technology, if you will. Everyone has known that you carry weights or look. I used to have to carry someone on my back up a hill when I was a Parkway West football
Ooh.
Player.
I'm sorry, you were playing football?
1 year I played football. Remember sophomore year? I weighed 205 pounds. That's why I played football. I was terrible, but I played.
Well, 1 year, that's a lot of hitting.
Sue, I only did it to try to get a date, and then I didn't have a date till I was 19 years old. So I was, you know, 14, and I just tried to get a date. I thought that would impress.
I'm sorry. I thought that's a good idea.
I didn't really do it
plan.
Because I was wanting to play football. I just did it because of girls, and then I failed.
Chicks. I'm sorry about that. Fred, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I was walking the Green Park Trail last night, and I didn't see any rucking, but I saw a couple that was running, but they had a timer that went off like every 10 seconds, and then they'd stop, and then they'd walk for like 10 seconds, and then the timer would ring, and they'd run for 10 seconds. Okay. I never saw that before.
Well, that's interval training. That's actually an effective way to train as well.
It's like a couch to 5K. They tell you to kind of work your way up. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Any unauthorized alteration of an FBI 10 Most Wanted Fugitives poster is a violation of U.S. federal law? So you can become a felon by photoshopping anybody on the 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. And that's it for Sue's news.
That is good to know. Yeah. I like that. It sounds like one of those things that people do on a regular basis and is never enforced. Right? But it's a good random fact. There you go.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.